Myth number five. If a Christian feels no need for private confession, he or she can grow in faith just as well without it. It kind of comes back around to the whole issue of whether or not this is an optional thing. Where's the problem in this myth?
Well, I suppose the big problem there that we haven't addressed so far isn't the word feels. You know, if a Christian feels no need for private confession, feelings, of course, can be very, very deceptive. The Lord says through Jeremiah, the mind is more devious than anything. Sin can deceive through pleasure, and feelings can be pleasurable. Working on the basis of feelings, we could easily misdiagnose our own spiritual conditions. Perhaps most often we won't see the seriousness of it, and so therefore we end up, as Bonhoeffer would say, preaching cheap grace to ourselves, when what we really need is God's law like a sledgehammer. Or to mix the metaphor, we need the law to come along and paint us into a corner where we have no other escape, and we need Christ and Christ alone to be our Savior. That's one possibility of misdiagnosis. The other possibility is we could continue to dwell on our sin and dwell on God's law long after the law has done its work of making us contrite, and thus beat ourselves over the head with guilt rather than having it removed by Christ through the gospel.
How can a regular practice of confession and absolution, as we have talked about it, in particular private confession and absolution, how can it help that situation?
Well, I think it can help in general in the whole business of the Christian life and of gaining Christian maturity, because when you think about it, confession and absolution deals with sin and forgiveness, which is another way of saying it's a big exercise in law and gospel. Here's a place really to learn that distinction between law and gospel and how it works out in practice. Bonhoeffer talked about how embarrassed we are about admitting our sins before a brother who ought to at least have some sympathy for us. But as embarrassed as we are about admitting that sin to another human being, how much more we should be thinking about how serious and damning our sin is before God. In other words, this brings the law home to us in a way that few things do. But then with almost incredible and refreshing suddenness, when the pastor speaks the word of forgiveness, or when that brother Christian to whom I am confessing speaks the word of forgiveness, then the sin really is forgiven. All the guilt is gone. The sins that were scarlet become as white as snow, and God has taken all of our guilt and drowned it in the depths of the sea, because what he really did was he laid it on the back of Christ. Christ took it to the cross, nailed it there, and left it there when he rose from the dead. I mean, this forgiveness, this grace, this freedom is at no charge to us, but it was supremely expensive to God. And we, again, come to appreciate that in the process of confession and absolution.
Someone's going to say, you know, I once went and confessed my sins to my pastor, and I expected this great catharsis, this great rush of relief, but I went away without having a real emotional reaction to the whole thing. I know he said my sin is forgiven, and I believe it, but I didn't feel any different. 1 minute before we go, what would you say to that person?
Again, feelings are fleeting. Sometimes you'll feel great walking out of there, and sometimes you won't. I mean, I know I have gone to my pastor for private confession and absolution, and I've had exactly that experience. You know, sometimes it was like the weight of the world had been lifted, and I felt that, and sometimes it was just another day. But my feeling is not the barometer by which to go, and I think that that's another way in which confession and absolution can help us, because it helps us to see this whole business objectively. As long as we're just dealing with our own sin between our own ears or in the confines of our own heart, we haven't yet put it out there where God's going to deal with it in his law and in his gospel.